We started a new series last week called The Father. And we're continuing this series on the Father. And today the topic of my message is The Father is Omni Dash. I know this is a very strange and strange title for a message, but I want to go deeper into it and I'm going to show you some characteristics and some traits of the Father. Now, why am I teaching you the characteristics and traits of my Father in heaven, of God? Because then you will know how powerful and wonderful our God is. And that we serve a mighty God who will meet us day to day and change our lives. Are you excited? So the title of my message is, The Father is Omni. Everybody shout Omni. Omni. Three things I'm going to speak to you today. Omnipotence, omniscient, and omnipresent. And that is the traits of God. Now, let me tell you what this means. And if you want to write this down, you can write it down. The word omni means all. And the first point I'm going to start is that the Father is omnipotent. The word potent means powerful. So put these two words together. What is the meaning of omnipotent? My Father in heaven is all powerful. Our Father in heaven, the Father, is omnipotent. That means he's all powerful. And I'm going to give you a definition, and I have it on the screen. I'm going to give you a definition of what omnipotent exactly means. God has all power and all ability to perform all of his decrees. This is the definition. If those of you who would like to write, you can write it. This is the definition of omnipotent. God has all power and all ability to perform all of his decrees. And we need to understand, without the omnipotence of God, the rest of things wouldn't work. So God has two levels. According to theologians, they have mentioned, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but they have classified God's omnipotence into two classifications. Number one, they say God has supreme power. Everybody say supreme.
Supreme.
The second classification that theologians do, especially when I was studying in the UK, and I was studying at a Bible college there, so we had theology classes. And during this theology classes, we were divided and we had this topic called omnipotent. And we divided this topic into two classifications. One classification, God is supreme power, supreme, supreme power. And the other one is God's absolute power. But there is a difference. Supreme power means his right and his action. Are you here with me? And absolute power is his ability. Okay. I'm going a bit too theological, I think. Everybody's like, where am I? Okay. So remember, it's God's power is divided into two classifications. Again, this is based on theology. Number one, supreme power. And number two, absolute power. Supreme means his right or his action. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get a little more closer, a little more deeper. Can I go a little more deeper? And absolute means his ability. In both of these, my God has all power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people ask me a question. If your God is so good, if your God has all the power, why cancer? Why people are dying in this hospital beds? Why are people suffering with poverty? I have one answer. He's omnipotent. He has the right to make the decision because he's supreme. And he's absolute power because he has the ability to make the healing. Amen. Oh, come on, come on. Are you here with me? Come on, guys. Let me talk to this side for a second. Just a minute. Why? The answer is simple. My God is omnipotent. He has all supreme authority to make a decision. And my God has absolute power to bring the healing. He's all supreme and he's all absolute. Because he has all power, we have peace. When the world is going through turmoil, problems, persecution, wars, hunger, famine, and all these things around us, why do we have peace? Because we know that my God is omnipotent.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Are you here with me? No matter what situation you go through, are you having a job difficulty? Are you having problems at your job? Are you having problems at your health? How come you're still at peace? You're at peace because deep down, you know, no matter what may happen in my life, I know my God is supreme. My God is absolute. He will work a miracle for me. He is my peacemaker. He is my Lord. And I will trust him. The Father is omnipotent.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. Number one, with this power, you can overcome sin. Now look at this. Look what is written. No temptation has overtaken you except such as in common to man. But God, my Father, is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also make the way of escape. Everybody shout escape.
Escape.
That you may be able to bear it. My God is omnipotent. And the first point in this omnipotence is I want to tell you, you have the power to overcome sin. My God is faithful and he will not tempt you beyond what you can't handle. And if there is any temptation, my God has an escape strategy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No matter what temptation or trials you are going through, remember God is omnipotent. And when God is omnipotent, you can overcome that sin. You can overcome that trial in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number two, you can overcome sickness. You, me, can overcome sickness. My God is omnipotent, we can overcome sin. My God is omnipotent, therefore you can overcome sickness. Everybody shout sickness.
Sickness.
Shout sickness.
Sickness.
Okay, look at this. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Look at this. Okay, everybody look up on the screen. But if the spirit of him who has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Dwells in who?
Me.
Dwells in who?
Me.
Dwells in who?
In me.
Make sure it dwells. Huh? Okay. Make sure it. You can do overcome your sickness. But make sure the spirit dwells in. Can I go forward?
Yes.
Look at this. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in
me.
See, Jesus is so clear. The Holy Spirit is so clear that it's written here that the dead, that Jesus Christ who raised from the dead will also give life to your
mortal bodies.
Come on, guys, read it with me. Come on, read it with me. To your
mortal bodies.
To your bodies. Are you going through sickness? Back pain, knee pain, joint pain, eye pain, hand pain, liver pain. If the Spirit of God, the omnipotence of God is inside of you, your mortal bodies will be healed in Jesus' name. I'm not going to mention this person's name, but a member of our church. One day we were sitting together in prayer and she began to burst out crying. I said, "What happened?" She said, "I went to do my ultrasound and I found a big cyst in my ovary. The cyst is almost 10 centimeters big. A cyst in my ovary. I was moved in my heart. I began to cry. And do you know, we laid our hands on that sister. And we prayed in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, who is omnipotent, who is supreme, who has absolute power, who has given us the Spirit that dwells in us and in this mortal body, I know in the mighty name of Jesus, she is healed." We declared it by the anointing of God and we said the omnipotence of God is upon your life. God has said it and decreed it. She's healed. You know what happened? The week later, she had a senior consultant appointment. The senior consultant found that the ultrasound was not clear. The cyst is clear. And by the way, since I was in the hospital, I had the privilege to go and check the report. And I saw it because I'm working in nuclear medicine. I know this radiology really well. So I saw it. It's exactly 10 centimeters as the size of a palm. It's very clear. But the senior consultant doctor said, "I need another appointment for another ultrasound. I want to make sure that what we see is clear. So I need the posterior, the anterior, the obliques. And I want to see everything clear before we start treatment." All right. She went in for an ultrasound. The ultrasound technologist, and again, let me tell you, I was there. She was searching and searching and searching and searching and searching. Can you turn to the right? Can you turn to the left? Can you turn to the up? Can you lift your back? Can you lift your side? Searching. The cyst that was 10 centimeter was not to be seen. She asked her, "Can you drink more water?" Bowel movements, gas. Can you drink more water? She said, "Okay." Again, I am witness. I'm there. I'm with my lab coat and I'm there. And she is drinking water after. I said, "What happened?" "Ultrasound. No report. I don't know. And there's one more scan." I said, "Go ahead." This lady went again. After an hour or two, searching, searching, again searching. The report came. The cyst is disappeared. Amen. And the best part was when I had the meeting with the senior consultant. He's looking at this. Huh? 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 No trace of tumor, cyst, or growth in her body. Amen. Can you give your clap offering to Jesus Christ? You can overcome sin. You can overcome sickness. Now I'm getting to the best part. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Read it. Oh, I'm getting excited. 1 John chapter 4. You are of God. You should be sure, huh? You should be sure. Don't be confused. Remember, the Spirit of God must dwell in you. If you want to overcome all these, overcome sin, overcome sickness. Now look at this. This is so exciting. You are of God. Everybody say God.
God.
Little children. And have overcome them. Read this carefully. Because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. You can overcome Satan.
Amen.
Oh, I'm getting so excited. You can overcome sin. You can overcome sickness. You can overcome Satan. The one who is in you is greater than the one that is in this world. Sin, sickness, Satan, all starts with S, so you remember. The omnipotence of God, if you are his child, if only you receive Jesus. And if Jesus is the Lord and Savior of your life, am I speaking to some people here? And if the Spirit of God dwells inside of you, you can overcome every sin and temptation. You can overcome every sickness. And then, you can overcome Satan himself. Hey guys, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something, guys? Come on, can I be open? Can I share with you what the heart of the pastor is? Can I share something with you? Satan is a created being. We worship the creator. We have dominion over every created being.
Yes.
Satan is created by God. We are worshiping God, the Father. We have dominion over every created thing. Then why don't you live like it? Come on, why don't you live like it? When Satan comes and tempts you with sickness and sin and trials, I want you to understand, my Father is omnipotent. He has given you power, authority, and dominion over every created thing. And I tell you one thing, can I take it a little more deeper? Satan is after the anointed one. Satan is after God's children. Do you know the only cherub that in the Bible that's mentioned, anointed cherub, was Lucifer? Lucifer in the Bible was the only cherub or angel that was mentioned, Lucifer, the anointed cherub. He knows how the anointing works. Oh, come on, am I speaking to some people? He knows how to make an anointed man or woman fall. He's operated in that anointing. He knows it. But when he fell down, he lost everything. He knows from his experience. That is why the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come on, are you here with me? You know his techniques. You know his ways. Trust in the omnipotence of God. His almighty power. And when devil comes to tempt you, look at him and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, devil, get out. Amen. Can you shout, get out?
Get out.
Come on, say,
get out.
Can we do a prophetic action? Say, get out.
Get out.
Don't push it all on me, guys. Everything that comes and torments your family, when fear, anxiety, relationship, issues of your life, sickness, whatever it may be, comes, look at the enemy right in the eyes and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, devil, get out. Don't step beyond this line. That's something that I did at home. When we kind of renovated our home in India, we went in and I went around walking. So my dad was asking me, why are you walking around the house like 7-8 times? I said, I'm praying. He said, okay. And at the end, I came to the main entrance and I drew a line. I said, devil, I looked out And I said, devil, I don't know who heard me. People are running. I said, devil, dare you step beyond this line. We carry the anointing. Isaiah 10:27 says, the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage and the yoke of slavery. Hallelujah. You and me are anointed. Touch your neighbor and say, you're anointed. Touch your neighbor and say, a spirit of God dwells in you. Sin, sickness, and Satan, you can overcome because my Father is omnipotent. Omnipotent. Omni means?
All.
Come on, guys. Omni means?
All.
Potent means?
All.
Omnipotent means?
All.
My Father is all powerful. He dwells inside of you. You have the authority. Number two. The Father is omniscient. Omniscient. And if you notice, can you look up on the screen? It's written omni, and then I put a space. There is no space, but I put a space on purpose. And then you read signs. Yes or no? Kids, what do you read? All right, the kids said omni signs. Omniscient, it's the same thing. Do you know what that means? Omni means?
All.
You know what science means? Knowledge. My Father, our Father, the Father, He is all knowledgeable. He knows everything. Can I give you a definition? I love this definition. This is what we studied in theology. Look at the definition, okay? This is the definition. God has all knowledge. Everybody say all knowledge.
All knowledge.
Come on, say it like you mean it. Say all knowledge.
All knowledge.
I want this to sink in your heart, okay? Everything actual, everything possible, past, present, and future at the same time. Isn't this definition so beautiful? Okay, we're going to read it together. Okay, we're going to read this definition together. Read it slowly and understand it. Why God is omniscient. Okay, ready? One, two, three, go. God has all knowledge, everything actual, everything possible, past, present, and future at the same time. Isn't this beautiful? He's so knowledgeable that you can't teach God anything. I was thinking something. I was just thinking it as a joke. Imagine Brother Joel here. Joel, come forward. Imagine Brother Joel is going through a problem. Okay, not that he is, but imagine if he's going through a problem. And God, and he kneels down in front of God and he said, dear God, go down, kneel. Dear God, please save me from this problem.
Please save me from this problem.
Please give me a way out.
Please give me a way out.
And as he's praying, imagine, I'm not saying I'm God, but imagine if I was playing the role of God, I was just thinking about this, God doing like this. Okay, imagine he's praying, God, please give me a way. And God is saying, wait a minute, let me think. Give me 2 minutes. I will think and then I will tell you. Let me find the knowledge for it, okay? Let me find the knowledge and the way you can go and then I will tell you. Wait. And Joel, imagine if God would do that. Joel, stand up. Can you give a clap to him? Thank the Lord for his life. By the way, Joel is leaving to India, so please pray for him. God is not even going to take a second to think. Let me think about it. God knows everything. Past, present, and future. He knows everything. He knows your way out. He knows your way in. He knows how you got into that trouble. 95% is us. You know, I remember one of the pastors called me up, you know, very loving man of God. He called me, dear pastor, I can't make it to church today. And he was supposed to be the guest speaker. And I said, what happened? The enemy punctured my tire. Satan punctured my tire. Everybody starts blaming Satan and his demonic forces. But the actual fact is, you went on a nail somehow by mistake, and the nail punctured your tire. Come on, are you here with me? So what I'm trying to tell you is, you don't need to keep blaming people, you know, pointing at all those people. All you need to do is just be in his presence and say, Lord, you know everything. You know my past. You know my present. You know my future. He doesn't even need to ask God, God, please show us a way. No, God knows it. All you need to do is give it to him. God, this is what I'm going through. I know you are omniscient. I know you are all knowledgeable. I know you have all power. I know you have all authority. I believe it with all my heart. And I thank you for what you're doing. Give thanks and say thank you, Lord. Come on, can we give a clap offering to the Lord? Hallelujah. And can I tell something funny? God can't learn anything. God can't learn anything. God can't learn anything. You know why? He knows everything. If you tell me that God has to learn something, that means he changes. But the Bible says God doesn't change. He's immutable. He cannot change. That is his character. He knows everything, past, present, and future. Why am I telling you this, guys? Why am I teaching you this on the Father? The reason I'm telling you this is, no matter what situation you are going through, my God knows. Touch your neighbor and say, God knows. Can we read a few scripture? Now Job is a very anointed man of God in the Bible. And Job starts questioning God, all right? He trusts God all the way. And at the end, he starts questioning God. Can you help me? Can you help me? Now look at what God is asking Job. Job chapter 38 verse 1. We're going to close soon. Job chapter 38 verse 1. Look at this. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, go to verse number 2. Go to 12 then, it's okay. Have you commanded, God is speaking to Job and saying, have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place? God is asking Job a question. You know, and one of the commentators have written like this. Has the sun come to your throne and asked your permission, can I go up? One of the commentators have written like this. Has the sun, everybody knows the sun. How many of you have seen the sun? Yeah. In Qatar, you see it always. Has the sun come through your throne and asked, dear Lord, dear God, can I go up? So God is asking Job, have you commanded the morning since your days began? And cause the dawn to know its place. Think about this, guys. Think about this. Okay, go to verse number 16. Go to verse number 16. Have you entered the springs of the sea? Or have you walked in search of the depth? What is God trying to tell Job? God is trying to make Job realize, Baba, you are nothing. I am omniscient. I know. I am omnipotent. I created all of these. And you are crying to me? Okay, read Job chapter, we read that 38. And at the end, if you go on and read on it, we understand that finally Job says, oh God, you know everything. Come on, guys. Can we just do that from the beginning and just say, no, stop going and fighting with everything. Just say, God, you know everything. Take care of my needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He is all knowledgeable. He is omniscient. Omniscient means all knowledgeable. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Come on. Hallelujah. God knows what you're going through, and my Father in heaven, he will find a way out. Touch your neighbor and say, he will find a way out. I think you need to shake them a little to wake them to say, he will find a way out. All right. Okay, number three. So I spoke about omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowledgeable. He knows it all. And number three, I'm going to speak to you is omnipresent. Omnipresent. Omni means?
All.
Omni means?
All.
Okay. The word present is exactly as it means. He is everywhere. All present. He's everywhere. Everybody shout everywhere.
Everywhere.
My God is everywhere. My Father is everywhere. I put a very short definition, what we studied in Bible college. A small definition. Put it on the screen. This is what it means. He is fully present in all places at all times. Okay, I want all of you to read this together with me. One, two, three, go. He is fully present in all places at all times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is infinite. He cannot be contained in a place. When we are worshiping here, Brother Fred, in Uganda, God is there. When we pray for our family here, whether they are in the UK or US, when you pray, God is present there. Come on. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? He is fully present in all places at all times. Recently, someone came praying and I was so happy. The person came praying and he told me something. He said, I'm very worried because my child is studying very far off in a far country and I feel very worried sometimes. And I told him, my brother, when you pray here, my God is present there. Your child is not alone. His angels and he himself is present. He's omnipresent. So do you have to fear? Do you have to worry? Recently, we were having a youth meeting and we were having a discussion online. So it is an online youth meeting. And one of the things that one of the youth said is, my dad and my mom keeps calling me every 5 minutes and I hate it. Okay, it's a teen meeting. Okay, it's a youth meeting. It's like, my dad and mom calls me up like every 5 minutes. Where are you? What are you doing? Where are you going? Who are you with? What time are you going to sleep? What time are you going to eat? And these guys are in college, okay? These guys are in university. Parents, let me tell you one thing. Your kids may be far off. They may, your families. See, all these guys, your families are far off. I understand. But don't fear. Because my Father, your Father, our Father, our God, he's there. And when we trust and begin to pray, God takes care of their needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Just know that he's present everywhere. Psalms 139 verse 7. Psalms 139 verse 10. Look at what it says. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? His presence is everywhere. And guys, if you get time, can you please study Psalms 139 this week? Okay? Note this down. Psalms 139. Please go home and read it. Okay? The first six verses speaks about God's omniscience. The first six words speaks about God's omniscience. The next six verses, that's 7 to 12, speaks about the omnipotence of God. This is in Psalms 139. Everybody go home and read it. If you don't have a Bible, please let us know. We have Bibles for you. We will give it. Read Psalms 139 home. The first 6 verses is about God's omniscience. The second 6 verse is about God's omnipresence. And the next 6 words, 13 to 18, is God's omnipotence or omnipower. All power speaks about. And there is another 4th, that is the last 6 verses, which is speaking about God's justice. So this psalm has all characteristics of God: omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresence, and also an extra attribute of God, his justice. My God is just. Hallelujah. My God is just, and he will not stand with injustice. Touch your neighbor and say, my God will not stand with injustice. Say, God is just. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My Father is just. And we will never, 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 the Lord will never ever compromise with injustice. You know why I'm telling you this? Recently, I came across someone working at Hamad Hospital. He's an MBA graduate and his salary is 1,800 riyals. And the company that brought him, Hamad Hospital, is paying the company 10,000 riyals. And this young man is working at HMC for 1,800 while the company eats the rest of the money. Come on. It breaks my heart. That is why, dear church, we need to pray against injustice. Come on, you didn't hear me. Come on, you didn't hear me. It's true we have a good life. It's true we have a beautiful church. It's true that we have the needs that we need. But who will pray for the others? Who will be on their knees and say, Lord, I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister. In the name of Jesus, set them free. And this brother that I met is Muslim. I told him, I held his hand and I told him, I am praying in the name of Jesus that this injustice will break, and you being my Muslim brother, I will pray for you. Amen. And ever since I met, not even a single day I have forgotten to pray for him. Laborers are falling dead on the grounds with 600 and 500 riyals while their companies are taking lump sum of money. Injustice, I say. Who will pray for them? If we begin to pray, God would bring the Spirit and he would move, because he is omnipotent, he is omnipresent, he is omniscient, and he is a God who is just. Hallelujah. One morning, I received a call which broke my heart. A person was working as a chef in a restaurant. The company stopped paying him money for 6 months. And because he has no money, he has no strength to work. 1 month went, 2 months went, 3 months went. He has no food in his stomach. I'm talking about Qatar. Not even a riyal to buy kupus. Not even a single riyal he has. And because of that, he got crippled and crippled and crippled in his bed. 6 months down, someone paid his friend to get his rent covered, 200 or 100 riyals, a small bed space. He began crippled and crippled, and in the 6 months, he began to get sick. And do you know what the landlord did? Do you know what the sponsor did? He called the CID and the police, and he said, this man ran away. They caught him and they put him in jail. No food, no money. He's from Cameroon. I heard this news. Someone, his friend, called me. He said, Pastor, I don't even know him. He said, Pastor, you don't know me. But I heard about you. And I want to tell you something. My friend, he's in trouble. I said, what happened? 6 months he has not eaten food. 6 months he's crippled down and drinking water from the mosque. And he said he has nothing. And the police has caught him and put him in the jail. I don't know how to go there. Can you help me? I hung the phone. I went down on my knees. This happened at recently. I went down on my knees, cried in the presence of God. And I said, God, show us your way. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are omniscient. You are God who is just, and I know you will have a way. The Holy Spirit told me, get his ID number. I took his ID card number from his friend. The Holy Spirit directed me to send a letter to Cameroon embassy. I wrote top urgent, high alert as subject, and I wrote a huge letter of whatever I heard from this man with his ID number, with his cooperation, with his details, with his boss, wherever he was working, the hotel name, the cafe name, everything. I wrote it and I clicked in Jesus' name. God is just, and I send it. Within 3 minutes, I get a phone call. Hello, I'm calling you from Cameroon Embassy. We received your email. We are taking action. Within 30 minutes, mark my words, this is my French word, Cameroon embassy, within 30 minutes, there were 3 embassy cars. My friend is standing there, the guy who called me, he's not a friend, sorry, I don't know him, he's standing there. He said in 30 minutes outside the ministry gate, 3 Cameroon embassy cars come inside. They come inside, they sit in front of the zabit. The zabit is there, Ali Al-Ali, I know this person. Ali is standing there, sitting there. The zabit, this Cameroon person comes inside. That Ali, he said in the name, he just looked at this guy and said, I want you to bring your sponsor now. Not tomorrow, now. The sponsor comes, sits in front, looks at this man who's crippled with no food and said, where is his money? He said, no, he ran away. He ran away. He said, I don't care. 6 months. He looked at this guy, Cameroon guy, and he said, you want to stay or leave? He said, I want to leave. He looked at this guy, the sponsor. 6 months salary plus incentive plus flight ticket plus, he started saying like this, miscellaneous expense. And he said, in 5 minutes, if you don't bring this, I will shut your company. A Qatari is saying to a Qatari, I will shut your company. Embassy people are standing. This guy goes out, I don't know what happens, comes back with a huge lump sum of money, puts it on the table, brings his ticket, puts it on the table, put all his expense. And this guy, Qatari guy, looks at this Cameroon man, writes this and looks at him and says, look at the screen. There is no blacklist on your name. You can come back tomorrow in a new company. And he said, wherever anybody asks, say Captain Muhammad Al-Ali is the one who gave you permission. Divine favor. Come on, let's give a clap offering to Jesus. All his money was returned. He went to Cameroon and he didn't even know who I was. But I received an unknown number from Cameroon. I took the phone and with tears in his eyes, he said, I don't know you. I wish I could come to your church. I wish I could meet you just to hug you and to tell you I love you. It broke my spirit. There is so much injustice happening in Qatar. And it is the duty of our brothers and sisters to be on our knees for the nation. My God is just. God is above all presiding. God is beneath all sustaining. God is outside of all embracing. And God is inside of all, filling. God is beneath, God is above all, presiding. God is beneath all, sustaining. God is outside of all, embracing. And God is inside of all, filling. Come on, let's give a clap offering to Jesus. This is something that I wrote when I was writing a song. He is inside of you, my brothers and sisters. And when we begin to pray to the Father, He will listen to your prayer. He will bring the healing. He will bring the deliverance. He will bring the breakthrough. No matter if you're tempted in sin, He has a way out. Sin, sickness, and Satan, we can overcome. And my God is just. And God is asking us a question today. Are you willing to walk in unity with Him? I want all of you to close your eyes. And if you can you please stand up in the presence of God? What is the Holy Spirit speaking to you on this day 3 of fasting and prayer? My prayer is this, that you fall madly in love with God, madly in love with Jesus, because He is your Father and you are His children. You are His children. He is your Father and He loves you. The Father is omnipotent, all power. The Father is omniscient, all knowledgeable. He knows what you're going through. And the Father, oh, He is omnipresent. He is everywhere, at all times, at all places. What is the Holy Spirit speaking to you right now? Return back into God's presence. Come back to the throne room of grace. Come back to the house of God. Oh. There is none like you. Yes, Lord. There is none like you. Let the presence of God begin to move in this place. Oh, there is none like you, oh Jesus, there is none like you. God is about presiding, God is beneath or sustaining, God is outside of all embracing. God is inside of all filling. God is everywhere. Oh, He's everywhere. His presence is all I need. His presence is all I need. Jesus, we worship You. We magnify Your name. The Holy Spirit is speaking to people right now. And when you give everything to Him, He will take care of you. He will meet your needs. And He will use you. The only thing He requires is that you come into His presence and know that the Father is so good. Father is so omniscient, so omnipotent, and so omnipresent for your needs. Father, we thank You for this wonderful time. We thank You for the word. We thank You for speaking into our hearts. We love You. We bless Your name. We glorify Your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.